to you, Mr. Swan.
Thanks, Jeff. Hi, folks. Good to see you again. The Mets off the North Coast, or the Mets off the coast in total, have you any idea of the commercial value of the catches from those nets in the calendar year?
In 2010, there was 4.8 tonnes of salmon caught in the Northampton fishery. We're not party to exactly what commercial value is. I wouldn't really want to just guess.
But we're
aware of the quantity caught, which is not.
We can provide the committee with the numbers of fish that relates to.
Just for complete clarity here, Michael, what you said earlier, the department will not be issuing NELS licences this year.
It's not that we will not, we cannot.
So they
we would be in breach of...
The next member will not be receiving their licences.
We cannot issue.
Just one of the briefing papers as well, you know, under the fisheries bylaw in Northern Ireland 2003, you have to give them 14 days notice. Has that been issued to them in writing, or are you...
No, it hasn't yet. We are in the process, following the Minister's request for voluntary measures. We have sought views from the stakeholders, including our Salmon and Inland Fisheries Forum. That forum is due to meet later this month, and we will be taking on board, or the Minister will be taking on board, the views expressed by the forum and other stakeholders before coming to a final decision on the way forward and the exact next steps. But we will be in contact with the next one before the beginning of the new season.
Just in relation, you mentioned the Salmon and Inland Fisheries Forum. From what I've heard previously and from further information I've got today, I'm becoming extremely worried about their functionality and effectiveness as a method of communicating with the department. You know, from the briefing papers we have there, and I think you're aware that, you know, the Australian Angling Federation threatened to withdraw with the Wild Sea and Salmon Fisheries. You know, they actually said to us they didn't feel there was a body representing them, even though they are members on SIF, to deal with the ECAL, and they weren't being listened to. There's correspondence here actually saying the majority of SIF at their last meeting asked for the licences to be issued. We've now correspondence from the chairman on a personal basis, Colin's actually saying that all sea netting should be banned, and also saying that it's a very hard body to manage. You know, so to me it seems it's a dysfunctional body.